Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's good to be with you on Tuesday for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in 1 Thessalonians. We have found out that the church at Thessalonia has come under affliction and persecution and targeted by Satan and through the local government, even to the point of some losing their life. And the Apostle Paul, though he can't get there, he sends Timothy up to do two things. Number one, to send information back about the perseverance of the saints. And number two, to be an instrument for the Lord's continued perfecting of the saints. Never that we're perfect on this side of eternity, but he is perfecting us, getting us ready for eternity, all the while giving us a platform to be a witness for Christ. And Timothy not only arrives and does his ministry, but he gets a report back to Paul. And what is Paul's response? Well, that's where we are today in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 6. Well, what does he say? This is what he says. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith. For now we live if you are standing fast in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you? For all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God as we pray more earnestly night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Well, the Apostle Paul has made the statement that Timothy has given him a good report. He sent word back. He's not only had a good ministry when he comes to minister to them in their affliction, a life and death affliction, he has been able to send back to Paul good news that their faith is holding in Christ and Christ is holding on to them and that their love to Christ and each other and for the Apostle Paul and his team is unhindered. In fact, it's even growing under this affliction. So now the Apostle Paul says, well, when I heard that, even though I, like you, am under affliction, even though I, like you, are being targeted, I want you to know as soon as I heard that, I had nothing but joy. I was so excited to know what is going on in your life and that you are standing fast for Jesus Christ. And now, because you live for Christ, now we can live with confidence in what Christ is doing in you and what he would yet do in and through us. And therefore, our thanksgiving and our joy because of what God is doing in your life is abounding to the Lord as a statement of worship and praise to God that just cannot be stopped like an artesian well. It continually rises up. But then he says something else. I also want you to know that not only do we praise God for the good report of your perseverance and of the ministry of perfecting you in the faith and the fact that you are growing in your faith, not only do we give praise to God, not only do we give thanks to God, not only do we rejoice for what he is doing in your life, but we also want you to know that's just making us pray even more for you. In fact, we pray earnestly night and day that first of all, that we can see you face to face. Secondly, that we will be able to be an instrument in God's hands for your steadfastness, encouragement, and growth in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Just a couple of thoughts. Remember, that's the heart of a pastor. A pastor is not consumed with what they are suffering. A pastor is consumed for the well-being of his flock. And that even though they are suffering, he is willing from his suffering not to think about his suffering, but to only think about them, to minister to them, to love them, to care for them, to encourage them. And that it's not about him, but it's about the Lord and about the Lord's work in them. That's what he longs for. And please notice, face to face, forget this technology promise that you can have a virtual church by media. You can't. God's people must assemble together. Pastors must not only be among their flock, pastors must be with their flock, and the flock must assemble together. We are an assembly, ecclesia, the gathered together ones of the Lord, called out from the world, called together in Jesus Christ. And that's what God is doing, and that's what God will do, and praise his name forever. And that is another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.